This is a very good day. Now we come to our exam for the entire level number one. And the reason it's a good day is because it means that you have learned quite a bit of material, and now we're going to prove that you really own that material permanently. You don't have to refer to anything outside of yourself. So let's right now put away all our notes, any little cheat sheets we might have lying around somewhere. And I have been looking out with my magic telescope, and I have noticed that some of you were not writing down mistakes that you were making as you were practicing the drills in lesson number 8. So I want to reaffirm that whenever you make a mistake in any of these drills or tests or the exam, we should write down the mistake that we made and make sure that we never make that error again. If it's a spelling mistake, it's just easy to correct, so we don't make it again. If it's a sound mistake, then we, of course, can feel free to go back and do some grand rounds, do some sound rounds, review some tapes from past lessons in order to strengthen that area. So write down your mistakes when you make them during the drill, during the test, during the exam, and then correct them at a later time, and then you will not have to be bothered by those errors anytime in the future. Now here's the way the exam works. The good news is that when you finish it, you will be completely done level number one. The bad news is that we have to pass the exam perfectly, no strikes at all. But the good news is that you can repeat the exam as often as you need to in order to pass it. Really, there's no difference between the exam and a test or a drill, because what difference does it make if it takes you 3 times to get through it, or if you can do it on the first time? In either case, you've learned the material. So everyone will finish this exam with an A+, because we will all get through it perfectly. It doesn't make any difference if it takes 2, 3, 4 times. We will all end up with a perfect score. Now the bad news is that I'm going to be giving you different questions than I gave you on your drills in lesson number 8. See, I have a sheet in front of me with all the different spellings of all the possible intervals. All the different possible spellings of all the intervals, and I asked you certain ones on all the drills in lesson number 8, and I'm going to be asking you basically different ones on this exam. But the good news is that when you finish with this exam, all told, you will have been drilled over all the different possible spellings several times, and all the different possible sounds several times, many, many times, so that you have many, many layers of confidence, so that when you finish this exam, you really do pass with flying colors. So let's start right now, and you'll listen to the entire exam all the way through. Any part of the exam which you pass perfectly, you do not have to retake. Any section of the test where you make any mistakes at all, you simply have to repeat that one section of the exam for your homework assignment until you can pass it.